Eleanor Roosevelt never squirted. You think Helen Keller would be a squirter? Type in how close Japanese and Chinese are to each other.
Why do Jews control the weather?
What are you doing, fat fuck? I didn't say that. No, I definitely didn't say that. 100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back.
And we're getting to the bottom of this whole squirting thing. Is it real?
Well, I just talked to a squirter. It's funny that you bring that up.
Was I sitting with that squirter in the lobby earlier?
No. But this particular squirter was just saying that they really are messy and that they'll empty their bladder, like really empty their bladder. And they go, this is why I can't. They're like, I'm completely empty. And then just streams of whatever is inside of them comes shooting out afterwards. So they're like, it can't be pee. I mean, there's all these women that say that. So I don't know, man.
I mean, it seems like cow tipping to me.
Yeah.
You know, cow tipping isn't real.
What do you mean?
It's not real.
How do you mean it's not
real?
No
one's ever tipped a cow.
Yeah, they have.
Nope. No one's ever tipped a cow. Put it in the fucking comments.
I lived in Wisconsin.
No, we're
going to
get a bunch of liars in the comments. No one's ever tipped a cow. No one's ever tipped a cow.
I lived in Wisconsin.
Pull up a video of cow tipping. I bet you can't find one. I bet you can't find fucking one. Not is cow tipping real. Just the myth explained. Can cows be tipped?
Yeah, you can.
Urban legend. It makes me question every dude I ever grew up with that talked about cow tipping.
I've seen it.
You've never seen it.
In Wisconsin.
You've never seen it.
Yeah.
You've never seen it. What happened is it got imprinted on you, and you remember hearing so many stories about it as a kid.
You think
so? That you believe it's real. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how this, tip that cow. Here we go. Let me see its cow. Let me see a cow get tipped. This is our Wyoming life. What a dick move if you really do. If those are your cows and then you spend the day just tipping them over.
Yeah, that's terrible. But worth it.
I would love living in Wyoming.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
You are?
I think I'm going to move there.
You think you're going to stay in? They drop their babies. What? Okay.
Cow tipping. Here we go. Real or fake? Oh, okay. You can tip that one.
No, apparently they don't sleep standing up. They lay down.
Bambi here.
It said in the subtitle, sorry to burst your bubble, but it's fake. Cow tipping is fake.
Cow tipping's fake. And so is squirting. Squirting's fake. It's fake. It's fucking fake. It's women. It's first of all, I've never met a real woman that squirts. I've only been
a real woman?
Like a real woman.
It's not just a trans woman?
It's just porn stars. Don't get me started there.
No.
By the way,
Who just said this? Who just said they were a big squirter? Fuck. Was she on the show?
Steph.
Yeah.
Who's Steph?
Steph Tolov. She said that she's a
Pull up a picture of Steph Tolov.
She's a comic.
She's not a porn star. No, I bet she. Oh, no, I'm definitely not going to believe her.
Why?
No, because it's a bit. It's a bit. She's a comic. She's not like a. I thought she was a porn star comic. She's a regular comic.
No, she's a real comic. She's really funny.
She's a regular comic. She's just doing a bit.
Dude.
She's doing a bit. Squirting isn't real. It's not real. I don't believe it.
Can we get her on the phone? Can we get her on the phone?
Yeah, let me work on it.
Okay.
I know Steph told her. She's funny as fuck.
Yeah, she's super funny and she squirts.
No. Look at her. It's a bit.
You never had...
Same way like Red Man. I'm not saying that she's like the equivalent of Red Band, but the Red Band would be like, you know, jerk off and spider... Like it's a thing. It's like Donkey Punch. It's not real.
You never been with somebody who was like on the verge of squirting?
No.
Even?
No.
Like a pool is like in the bed afterwards?
I've had women come I've had stuff come out, but not in a plethora of like squirt
well,
like
yeah,
on
yeah.
the wall.
Well,
like
yeah.
I've had stuff come out, obviously.
So what do you think's happening? You think it's just piss when that happens?
I think it's piss, or I think that what they do is they fill their vaginas up with water, like a douche, and then they squirt that out, and it's a bit for camera effect.
So the porn girls.
Yeah, it's not real.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, and look, and I know that everyone's going to go, well, you don't know how to fuck right. Well, or you're getting lied to, like cow tipping. I don't have her number, but I just emailed her.
Well, you know what? I'll send her a DM right now. Hold on, because I have this.
Why don't we just call Nikki Glaser? She'd be honest.
Well, does she say that she does?
No, but Nikki would, if anyone's squirting, it's Nikki.
Yeah, but Steph just told us about it.
Yeah, but no, but I think it's like a thing, like, so not all women can squirt, or all women can squirt, and just some don't have the ability to squirt.
Hold on, let me see if she responds to this. Just give me 1 second.
Do you think in the 1800s there were squirters? Do you think in the 1500s that there were squirters? How come we never heard about squirters until right now?
Well,
like, how come there was no squirters back in the day?
How come Shakespeare didn't write about squirting?
Right. How come we just now hear about squirting? If squirting's been around forever, I don't remember any porn up until like the last 10 years with squirting in it, right? You never saw squirting before that.
True.
So when the fuck did this happen? Or is it just a thing where they're like, and here's the thing, they're never going to tell us the truth. They're always going to lie to us.
The girls?
Yeah, because it's a way to make our
But she has no reason to buy.
No, she's just a comic.
I understand, but if she tells you about her real, you're going to be like, this is still a bit?
She's on a podcast.
Okay.
Look at this. If she pulled you aside at a comedy club and grabbed you and said, hey, Tom, I squirt like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, this isn't a bit.
Yeah.
But when you're on stage or when you're on a podcast.
So it kind of feels like, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but it kind of feels like you're waiting for someone to pull you aside and squirt in your face and be like, see, that was real.
If I could get, if Leanne could squirt, I believe it. And if anyone was going to squirt, it's Leanne.
Why?
Oh, man.
What?
She's on this thing. Yeah. I probably shouldn't say what it is, but your wife's on it too. Yeah, I just talked to your wife about it.
Okay.
And our sex life is fucking bonkers right now.
Really?
I mean, bonkers. Like, it is every night and sometimes twice a day.
Jesus, man.
Every fucking night. I thought this morning, like, this morning she got in bed with me and I had to fly at like 5 in the morning. I fly at 7, my car picked me up at 5:45. She got in bed at 5 and I was like, here she fucking goes again. This fucking woman. She's lost a ton of weight, so she feels good about her body. And whatever this thing is that they gave her to regulate her hormones is fucking made her sex drive insane.
So you're happy.
I'm fucking through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having like monster sessions. When she hasn't, no, the other night was very long.
Really? You always tell me that you're the quickest.
Well, when you start having sex a lot, you start going like, oh, I can last a little longer. Oh, when you get it once every 2 weeks, you're like,
Yeah.
And so, and I think that has made her want it more because I'm lasting longer. So, and I'm telling you right now, I don't know the right way I'm supposed to talk like this, but when that woman gets ready to eat, she fucking is man versus food. Like, she doesn't have silent, quiet orgasms.
No.
If anyone was going to squirt, it would be Leanne.
So she really shouts, lets you know it's happening.
It is fucking game time.
Really?
Yeah, it's game time. And I know that, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, why is it just shown up in reality right now? Like, why is it just shown up? Where were the baby boomers that squirted?
It's not a bad point.
Can you imagine if you were Martha Washington and you squirted? You imagine back then when you could hit women? What the fuck did you do to my bad old lady?
Can we call your mom?
No.
No, hold on. Just let me finish. And just ask her if any of her friends have ever talked about squirting?
No. First of all, my mom's on a plane.
Okay.
Your mom's a better question because your mom.
She's not even gonna know what it is, and it's gonna be weird.
Almost did you say squirting?
Yeah. She's not gonna. Isn't there like a? Is there someone in that age range we can call that you know? Who can we call?
We need like a real person. Like, Janine Garofalo would be honest with us.
Okay.
Margaret Cho would be honest with us.
I believe you.
Sarah Silverman. How come all these comics that we know weren't talking about squirting 10 years ago?
It's a valid point.
You know, it's like it just showed up and now all of a sudden everyone fucking squirts. I don't know.
You know,
let's pivot. Until she calls, let's pivot and talk about something else until she calls. It's, I was thinking about this a lot lately, is I don't think, I don't think people understand that, like, I don't know the right way to say this, but it's very easy to say something. I had a girl at the airport today. I apologize to this young lady if she feels like I'm calling her out, where she came up to me and goes, "You're not going to whip your dick out, are you?"
What?
I swear to God. And I went, "Excuse me?" She goes, "You're not going to whip your dick out, are you?" And I was like, "Huh?" And she's like, "I'm a big fan." And I was like, You could have just started with that. And I don't know what the, I don't know if that's a joke that I've done or something.
Yeah, when did
I? But I was like, okay. And then I'm already on my heels. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Secret time, if you want to get my attention, just say something nice. And then usually, so I have Victoria, you know Victoria.
Yeah, sure.
Victoria does all my social media because it's not worth it for me to read anything. Because it's like live by the sword, die by the sword. If I see something negative about myself, I don't deal with it well. I focus on it.
Yeah.
And if I see something positive, I do kind of glaze by it. And sometimes you get positive things like the band Sublime hit me up. But fucking John Fogerty hit me up. And then Victoria always flags those and then she'll send them to me. And then they make me feel really good.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it also is like the bigger point of like if you're trying to get somebody's attention, it's a weird way to do
it. It's a bizarre way to do it. You know, I sent to someone. I was just talking to your wife about this. So me and your wife are both big Pixies fans.
I can't believe you are.
I love the Pixies, dude. I love the Pixies, and I also like Frank Black when he went solo. Mm. He's the lead singer of the Pixies.
Yeah.
And so I just DM'd him, and I said, you know, hey, your music has brought me so much joy through the years. I hope you have a great day. It's the coolest thing to say to someone.
You didn't go, "You're the fattest piece of shit I've ever seen."
I did not. "Hey, you're the fattest man alive, Frank Black. What are you doing, fat fuck?" I didn't say that. No, I definitely didn't say that. I didn't say that. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't. I said something nice. And all I did was just a compliment. I don't need a reply.
Yeah.
I just comment. I do that a lot. I do that a lot where I'll send out DMs to people that just bring me joy. The band Goose. I'm in love with the band Goose, right? I'm in love. If you haven't listened to Goose, check out Goose. Dude, they are fucking awesome.
By the way, I have a huge announcement.
What?
I am listening to a band with white people.
Who? Who?
Maneskin?
Fuck yeah, Maneskin.
I didn't know. And yeah. I fucking...
I downloaded all Maneskin's shit too. No,
that's just the wrong spelling. I understand it. Try M-A-N-E in one word. And
Yeah. They have a lot of viral music that gets played on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's one real good one of Angelina Jolie and her daughter listening to Maneskin and singing along.
Dude,
it's really
cool. I didn't know. I know they've been out for a while.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But it was I think it's dope. I really like it.
So I hit up
I think it's pretty big of me to listen to a white
group. You should hit them up on DMs.
Yeah.
Say, "Hey, I'm a big fan.
And you guys are white."
And you guys are white.
And I've never done
this. I don't
this.
Normally like white people. Yeah. You're my first whites.
Yeah, my first whites. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So I hit up Frank Black. I did it with the band Goose, but I hit up Frank Black. So you should bring me joy. For so many years, I enjoy listening to music. I hope you have a great day. And then he DMs back. It was actually his wife or his girlfriend DMs back and says, hey, we're brand new to this Instagram thing. Thank you so much for the kind message. Me and Frank weren't familiar with who you are, but we've now been watching your YouTube videos. You're hilarious. If you'd like to come to a show, please let us know. We'd love to have you at one. And then I did the same thing to the band Goose. Just like I'm going through a fucking moment with you guys. You're fucking awesome. You're all I'm listening to. And then they hit me back. Hey, they're playing Red Rocks the night after I play Red Rocks.
Yeah.
But they're like, if you'd ever like to come to a show, hit us up. That kindness makes someone feel good. Do you remember the guy that did Burnt Fat Fuck or Burnt Chrysler? Do you remember the guy that did the fucking, he had the Twitter handle,
Burnt
Chrysler?
Yeah.
And it was just like a bunch of fucking hate towards me. And then one day I met him and he was overweight too. And I was like, hey, you'd imagine you'd know how that feels. And he'd be like, it's funny, right? And you're like, you could have just been nice a couple times.
Yeah.
Like some of them were funny. Some of them were really funny.
Yeah.
But some of them were like, I'd say the same. I could go through a bunch of names. We got a bunch of fans that are like creators that are around us. And sometimes they'll post stuff. And it's crazy because it's like you go, that's why I stay off of reading all that shit. Because I'll know they're a fan.
Yeah.
I'll know they're a fan. I will have had them at my shows. I will have had them backstage at my shows. And then they'll make like the meanest thing that they think is funny and other people find hilarious. But then I see it and I go,
hey.
Oh, that was, I didn't need to see that today.
Yeah.
I remember one guy reached out to work with us. He was like a creator.
Like a meme guy.
And he reached out and I had only seen it like the last month. He had just been brutal to me. And it's funny. Look, I'm not saying like, I got a sense of humor about it too, but a lot of times if it is you can get a little sensitive to it because if it's every day that's the same thing. And so then I said, why the fuck would I ever want to work with that guy?
Yeah.
And then they were like, I think he's confused. He thinks he's celebrating you. And I was like,
I could see that too.
And it's a fine line. You can always just be nice and then I'll be nice, really nice back.
Yeah.
And we could have that be our communication.
Yeah.
But let's meet this lying squirter.
Let me see.
I'm joking, Steph. I'm joking. I just did what I said not to do.
Hello?
Hey, Steph. It's Tom. How are you?
Good. How the hell are you?
Ask her if she knows who I am.
Do you know who Burt Kreischer is?
Yeah, I know who Burt
Kreischer
is.
Okay.
You're on.
He told me to ask. But I don't know if she knows who I am.
You're on Two Bears, One Cave right now. And the reason I called you, because we were talking, he's like, squirting is made up. How come it's not in the literature of the 1500s?
Okay, hold on. Let me defend Steph so she has a way out.
Okay.
Okay. Steph. Okay. I understand. My thing was, you're a comic, you're on a podcast, everything's about fun. But I've never met a squirter, and I feel like squirting showed up like 8 years ago. And so I don't know, how come none of us knew our moms that squirted and our aunts that squirted? How come there's no historical, Eleanor Roosevelt never squirted? You'd think Helen Keller would be a squirter.
Well, Steph,
have you ever asked your mother
this is what I said. I said, let's call. I told him, let's call your mom. He was like, absolutely not.
You'd think that would be something you'd notice or your dad would bring up.
Like, oh, your mom's fucking, my face is dripping.
Well, I don't want to say this now, because now this might be rude. Maybe Bert's dick isn't that big. And it's
I didn't fuck my mom.
Well, but,
hold on.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let's go back here, because.
First of all, wait, Sam, wait, accurate wait. Assessment, it's not that big.
It's not that, wait.
Okay.
So,
is it hard?
Just it is hard. It's rock hard.
I'm on testosterone.
I've held it and it's pretty hard. So because you are the one, because I was trying. I was like, who did I just talk to? And you brought up. You're like, I've
big squirter.
And but
big
you've squirter. Said to me, you told us because we were talking about what it is, and you said you go. I've gone to the bathroom, been completely empty bladder, and then had sex and huge squirter. So, what I'm led to believe, first of all, is just from deduced from what you said, is that a guy has to have a huge dick to elicit this.
No, okay. There's a button in it. There's a spot right in there, so it can come from fingering as well. But there's like an inner up spot that really gets it going.
Okay.
So maybe Bert has never found that button before, but once you find a squirter that does have it, does Bert want me to prove it to him?
I think He does. He actually does.
He
goes,
I
want someone not on a podcast to pull me aside and be like, "Hey, pal, check out how this works."
No, yeah. Steph. Okay, here's my question: were you a squirter before this whole squirting phenomenon was around?
I squirted for the first time 10 years ago. So like 11 years ago. I was 27. So yes.
Right.
So
okay.
I squirted for the,
Okay. Did something
right on
change?
The cusp.
Right on the cusp of when we got introduced to squirting.
She is a pioneer.
Squirting.
She is a pioneer.
I am.
Okay.
You're a forerunner.
I don't like to brag, but I was the first person to ever squirt. But I don't like to really rub that in.
So, okay. Before you were squirting, is there something that happened to you where you heard about squirting and you go, oh shit, I wonder if that's happening to me. I'm going to let it go of it.
Yes, because everyone says it feels like you're going to pee. And then when you just like let that pass for a second. So if you've been with a girl and you think if she says, I'm going to pee, it's probably not pee, it's probably squirt.
Yeah, so I was with somebody who one time said, oh my God, and this it feels like I'm going to pee. And everything was like, you know, getting wet all around us. And then, but she asked me to stop, you know?
Hang on. I was with a woman that I ended up marrying that said the same thing. When Leanne and I first started dating, she would say, it feels like I'm going to pee, and ask me to stop.
Then that's a squirt. So then you have to let her keep going. She must finish that
so,
feeling.
So
it sounds a little rapey.
Women are embarrassed.
So there is.
It is a feeling, but now like I don't feel it anymore. But when I first started to, I thought it was piss because I think it comes out of the same hole.
And then when you very first did this, you go, it feels like I got to pee. And then you go, I'm just going to let it go. And then did it actually like shoot out or just like kind of, you know, whatever.
The first time it kind of like came out, but now I've seen it. I can shoot it like kind of like a water fountain in middle school, like the little elementary school, like trickle up. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's
and
the
they
worst.
Use, they lick it up like a little, like they're like, they're on their tippy toes, like licking it, like trying to get some water. Just a little tinkle lick. As I was saying to you, it's sometimes too much. Like I need to lie a tarp down because now it's like it's the whole bed. It got my eye last week. It's a bit of an ordeal. So
Do you feel you're in complete control of it? In other words, can you still have a good time and not do that, or is it? Come with having a good time for you? Like, in other words, you know what I mean?
Sometimes I can really push it out. Uh-huh. And if I can tell a guy likes it, I can really give him the old business. But sometimes if the guy sucks in bed, I don't want him to think that he's good, so I don't do it.
So you don't do it. Okay.
Wow. You know what? I got to be dead honest with you.
Sure. I get it.
Steph, you have absolutely turned me around 180 degrees on squirting.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because I believe this is... This is almost like the way that like all the kids are gay now. Uh-huh. Is like it wasn't socially acceptable to be a squirter when you were Martha Washington, because you're like, oh, I don't want to pee in my man's dentures.
Yeah, yes, yes.
I'm gonna pee, and then all it takes is one person to go,
and Steph,
yo, let it happen.
Yeah,
it turns them on.
And Steph, if you don't take this opportunity to one day just tap a bird on the shoulder and surprise him with a squirt to the face and then be like, bro, that was real.
Yeah.
I wish I was at the premiere and I would just stand up and just start squirting all over him right after.
That would be amazing.
I'd be like, there you go. Congratulations on the movie and congratulations on the squirt.
Steph, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've had a hotter conversation with a woman in 10 years.
Oddly enough, that's when she first started squirting. So
exactly.
I think you're right. when I started dating Leanne 20 years ago, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I remember we would have sex and she would feel like she had to pee and she'd make me stop.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you got to tell her tonight.
No.
Let that thing go.
Go home and let her piss on you.
Oh my God. I can't fucking wait. If I get Leanne to squirt.
Yeah.
That's like getting a dog that can fetch and go get you beers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting analogy. But yeah, okay.
Right. Well, look. Thank you for answering and filling us in on this, and I'm glad we were able to.
Hey, Steph, come on my podcast.
Come on his podcast.
Oh my God, please! I would love to.
All right, I have your number. Whatever.
Okay,
I'm going to text you my number right now. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
Okay,
have fun, boys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right.
Can you put her number back up there?
I'll send it to you if you want.
I want to make sure I'm clear that, like, all those people that make, like, sometimes mean memes.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound shitty, like, don't do it, it hurts my feelings. Trust me, I got pretty thick skin. And you know, you can know because you've seen, like, there's a woman that does them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, even from her, I go, God, you're a chick. And you go there.
Yeah, chicks still usually don't go as hard as the guys do.
The guys go really fucking hard. And I got thick skin. I don't want to say that I don't appreciate you enjoying the podcast or enjoying our inside jokes and enjoying them, you know, but I don't know. I was trying to comment on the one guy that fucking.
I know. I think the thing is, too, we first discovered this on, there's that one that she made.
Who's that? Heather Fakes It?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I was talking about, actually.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I was talking about. And she's a really nice person. She is. I think I've DM'd with her before, but
that is a really good poster.
Yeah. I don't mind that as much. Like, I don't mind. I don't know. Like, I can't really identify the ones. Like, there was one that really, like,
hurt.
Yeah. And you're like, ooh.
Did I tell you what we identified during the weight loss thing?
What's that?
Was that we give each other, because we're friends, a lot of shit. Right? Like, that's because that's not unlike any other friends in the world. Like, you know, you bust your friend's ball.
Yeah.
But it was weird to bust each other's balls and then be in an airport and then have one be like, hey, fat fuck, can I get a picture? And you're like, I don't know you, man.
I had a woman one time come up to me at an airport who was probably 500, 400 pounds and call me the fattest man in the world. And I went, it was kind of caught me off guard because it was, first of all, I'm at a bar, I think it was the Dallas airport, and no one around got the inside joke.
Yeah, and they were like.
And she was laughing hysterically. Part of me was like, I don't mind it. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, and I get it coming from her. That's, you know, I didn't mind it. But part of me was like, you know how that would make you feel. Like, you know.
Specifically
how that would make you feel.
Do you remember the guy Ramsey, the comedian Ramsey?
Yeah.
He was a huge guy.
He had a heart attack.
He's dead.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Ramsey's been dead so long, he's not even in Google searches.
To type like overweight or fat or something.
Ramsey, what was his last name? Ramsey, no. Man,
he's not even in any of these.
He was a sweet guy. Ramsey Moore.
There he is.
He died in 2016, 2015.
Ramsey.
He died walking to his car. That's him.
Where? Oh, yeah, that's him right there. Yeah. That second picture there. That's him.
He had a heart attack walking to his car.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ramsey Moore. Well,
it is funny you say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Ryan Sickler told me one time that he was like, I think he was walking. I don't remember if he was going to the store or something like that, but he walked by this car that Ramsey was like leaning on, and Ramsey goes, Ryan, I haven't seen you at the gym, man. Looks like you're letting yourself go a little bit. And Ryan was like, is there a fucking, is this a hidden camera thing? And he was totally serious.
Yeah.
You know? He was like, if you don't watch it, you know, you're going to gain weight. And he was like, what the fuck?
He's like 26 when he died, right?
That young?
I think so. How old was he? Just go back to the Ramsey Moore and
yeah.
And He was,
yeah, let's see.
He was a really sweet guy.
Hit that Palm Beach Daily News. Yeah.
I knew him pretty well, too.
You did?
Yeah, pretty well. He was a worker, too. He worked a lot. Like, he was always out. He was 47?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was really, but he was really big.
He was really big.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting place to be is when people, you know, one of the things Victoria did with the movie, she's pretty slick with social media.
Yeah.
Is she was like, yo, there's people that don't like you that are enjoying the movie. And their comments are, I don't like Bert, but I like the movie.
Yeah.
And you're like, good, that's what you want to do. You know, yeah. I don't expect everyone's going to like me. I know there's a lot of people that don't like me. I mean, it sucks because my whole thing is I want everyone to like me. But I think it does get confusing because you're right. It's like me and you make jokes about each other. And then people are like, this will be fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. I mean, maybe it's Bert to blame.
Oh, we're definitely part to blame. Yeah. We built the house with the fireplace on the outside, and now it's burning on the inside at times, and you're like, oh, fuck, how do we get out of here? Yeah, and you're like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, no, we are to blame.
It's funny because I make jokes about you. I'll make jokes about you. I did it on Rich Eisen, mm-hmm. It'll confuse people because they'll be like, wait, are you guys friends?
Oh, right, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, no, it's what we do. And then someone's like, yeah, fuck that guy. And you're like, no, 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 that's not the thing. Yeah, you're missing the point of the joke. You're missing the point. That wasn't on Rich Eisen, but like people do that. And they're like, yeah, fuck him. And you're like, no, that's you're missing it. It's like when you tell someone asked me this the other day, they go, what's your responsibility when you tell a joke about race? I don't really do that. I don't really do that at all anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I lost interest. It wasn't where my creativity was landing. It wasn't what I was like. It just wasn't as fun to me as it was when I was younger. But like, what was your responsibility when you told a joke about race and then people laugh for the wrong reasons? And because,
oh yeah.
And I've had that before where you have a great joke.
I have too.
And you're like, I have a joke in Razzle Dazzle. I was talking to a journalist about this. I have a joke in Razzle Dazzle about uptight parents in LA.
Yeah.
But it's about the whole gender issue. And my joke is mocking uptightness, but what if people misinterpret that and they laugh for the wrong reasons? And you're like, yeah, fuck, man, I don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I remember, too. I remember one time I did, this is, again, like years ago. I talked about race more, for sure.
Why did we do it when we were younger? Because it was just dangerous?
Yeah, part of it's because it's dangerous, and it feels like you're taking a risk, and that's fun. I mean, you know, taking risks is still fun, but I think also you get some of those, you do some of those, then you're like, well, if it's not coming to me, then I'm like seeking it out, and that doesn't feel like, you don't want to be like seeking it. So like, you do it because it's part, like, it's universal, race is universal. But once you've done like some bits about it, you kind of have done them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you do them again if it feels like it's genuine to you. Mm-hmm. But I remember doing those bits and then like being in these clubs and, you know, get off stage and then like this group of guys come over to you and they're like, oh man, we got some jokes we want to tell you. And you're like, oh really?
Oh my God.
And then they just start doing like, you know, joke book jokes, but just like racist ones. And you're like,
I think you guys missed.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what, not what I was doing up there. And they're
guys,
like,
I made souffle, not ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, this is not. And they're like, all right, well, it was good to meet you. And you're like, it wasn't good to meet you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just straight up.
The best hateful. Is when the best, and I wonder if this is it. The best is when a black dude would come up loving them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, dude.
Yeah.
That fucking baby powder joke.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And then you get some white guy doing the total wrong reason.
Totally wrong.
You know what it was for me? I just realized this as we're talking about it. No one ever, those were never people's favorite jokes that they'd come up to me.
Right.
They never, like, they were never the one that anyone mentioned. It was always some joke I didn't expect. And I think I started going like, oh, I think that's in finding your voice, you know?
Yeah. Somebody asked me about, they're like, oh, how do you find your, they go, do you get taught how to develop a comedic persona? And I was like, no. Yeah. Like, so how does it happen? I'm like, you just do it. You just perform a lot. And then who you are just kind of comes out of that, you know? Like, you don't actually get taught, this is my persona. You perform thousands of times.
Do you know that the prime minister of Japan during World War II was last named Sugita?
Maybe with a K?
No.
No?
No, it's Segura. It's so really? Funny. I saw your joke. One of your jokes popped up on my Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Don't get it wrong, guys. I'm all over my Instagram feed. Okay. I am fucking thick. No, it's Segura. It's Segura. It's not Tojo. It's Segura. No, don't type in. Take out Prime Minister. I knew Tojo was a Prime Minister. I was just trying to make it shorter.
Okay.
Type in Japanese Segura.
Okay.
Manuel Segura.
Colonel of the Armed Forces of the Philippines.
No, yeah. I just heard it in a fucking podcast.
Okay,
but it was funny because you
it
have
probably
a joke.
Is S A K though.
Oh, Sakura.
Yeah, Sakura. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
They said it in the podcast, and I said I thought it was Segura. That's so funny.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's a
well
muscle class destroyer. There.
I listen to podcasts while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's so, probably why you got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm not that good at the Japanese destroyer Sakura.
I started doing Japanese language lessons.
Oh, just so you can do the accent?
Yeah. And man, that is, it really, I mean, like every other language that I've ever tried to, like, you know, take some lessons on, you have like some shared root.
Wait, so how many languages are you deep in? You got Italian?
The ones that I do on the apps are Italian, French, and now Japanese. But Japanese feels like you are just making shit up. I mean, there's like one of the letters is
No.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Shut up.
Like that. And then they're like, pick the right letter. You're like,
It's shut like, the fuck
it has
up.
Guttural sounds.
I'm gonna learn Japanese.
You fucking do it.
So you think you're gonna teach you how to write it, like in the calligraphy and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they give you a lot because they know if they just did it, if they tried to teach you in Babel how to just, if they went about it the way they try to teach you French and Italian, you would just be like, this is not happening. So they give you a lot more assistance.
All right, let's list them. You're on an island with a person from a different country and you all speak the same language.
Yeah.
Who do you think you would learn their language the quickest and who do you think it would take the longest to learn?
Well, listen, you are taking the longest. Everyone is taking the longest to learn Japanese.
There's nothing shared.
There's nothing shared.
They don't even have the same numbers.
It is a whole other planet. It is like,
it makes sense.
Meeting somebody who's like not male or female and you're like, wait, what?
Okay, what's closer, Japanese and Chinese or Japanese and English? It's got to be Japanese and Chinese. Type in how close Japanese and Chinese are to each other. They've got to be. I had a joke about it. They've got to be kind of close, right?
I remember your joke about it. And I thought that was a really funny joke, man.
That was a true story. It happened with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Let's see if there's... At first glance, it might seem that Japanese are descended from the Chinese, but that's not the case. Despite certain similarities, these two languages are vastly distinct. Each of them has its own set of complexities that may differ from one another. Yeah.
See, which one can people speak Chinese understand Japanese? They aren't even the same language family.
Yeah.
Wait, the closest language may be Korean.
Really? To Japanese?
Yeah. No, to Japanese. Chinese has many different dialects.
Yeah, okay.
You know, hang on one second. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know China has one time zone?
For the whole
goddamn country.
Ohio.
Ohio.
That's good morning.
Oh, I thought you were going to go OH.
No.
That would be a fun way to say good morning.
I just said good morning.
Ohio.
Ohio.
That would be a fun way to say good morning in Japan. OH.
Konnichiwa.
I know that one. Everyone knows that one. Aka?
Red.
Is that, color red. Are these Japanese words?
Yeah, Japanese words.
I'm going to learn Chinese. Let's do a challenge. Who can learn a different language quicker?
Okay, I'll win.
You got to remember, I picked up Russian pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What's hard to learn, Chinese or Japanese?
They're both really hard. What are the hardest languages to learn? Do that. What are the hardest languages to learn?
Hold on.
For sure, they're both in that list. Hungarian.
Serbian.
Bulgarian.
Albanian.
Turkish, Farsi, Greek, Russian.
Not even.
Here, look. 15 hardest languages to learn. Hit that.
Not even.
Yeah.
Hungarian. Why Hungarian?
Oh, dude. It is brutal. There's nothing that they say makes you go like, oh, I have an idea of what's going on there.
For real?
No.
So the word, I know Serbian, in the word for my personality,
yeah,
is like dangerously unpredictable.
Yeah.
And so that would translate into really bad scenarios.
Okay.
So like when we'd do a scene where Eva was like in like a locked box.
Yeah.
Where it's hard to explain, but Eva couldn't move.
Okay.
And in explaining the scene to her, someone was like, you and this dangerously unpredictable man you'll be locked up, and this dangerously unpredictable man will be on top of you, and you won't be able to move with this dangerous. And she kept saying that so much. She's like, I don't want to do it. And then I was like, oh no, I'm just like, I'm spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't have that word.
Yeah. A lot of these, let's see. What does it say? Despite its complexities, Hungarian is a beautiful, creative language. Some amazingly descriptive words that don't exist in English. For instance, whatever, describes the feeling you get when something you cannot pinpoint is missing. And korbrum is when you feel happy about someone else's misfortune. That's very Hungarian. It's also a gender-neutral language.
Gender neutral?
Well, they also outlaw gender studies in the universities there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Seems very Hungarian of them.
Bulgarian, Slavic language. Like Russian, it uses a
Cyrillic alphabet,
which can seem a bit intimidating to those unfamiliar with it. Tricky for English speakers. Yeah. I mean, the funny thing, I was in Hungary for this tour, and that I just wrapped up, and like, I know a few Hungarian sayings, right?
Yeah.
So, and words that I've, you know, heard for years. So the first time I'm in the car and this guy like backs out and not looking, our driver honks. And then I go, oh, gapish. And she goes, what? And I go, gapish. And she's like, what is this? And I go, isn't it gapish? And she was like, I don't know what you're saying. I go, I thought that was like fucking idiot. And she goes, oh, gapish. And I was like,
what the fuck?
So like, tonally, I wasn't doing it right. Same thing for like, what's up is michinas, right? So I saw these people that.
I guess that way, but I guess you were like, look at those homos.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, huh?
Yeah, I don't have the ear to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go, homos. Michinas. And they're like, what is michinas? And I was like, I thought it was like, what's up? And they're like, oh, michinas. And I was like, all right. So, okay.
So run through the list. Serbian.
Serbian's next.
English has got to be on here.
Albanian.
Man, it's funny. Albanians and Serbians hate each other.
Turkish. Teşekkürler. Farsi. Yeah, that's a tough one. Salome. Remember that? Greek. Greek is funny because if you're used to hearing Latin root things, you hear Greek being spoken quickly by natives and you're like, oh, you think you're hearing somebody maybe speak like Italian, or you're like, oh, is that? And then you dial in, you're like, oh, it's actually, yeah, because it sounds like Spanish, French. It's quickly, but you realize you're like, oh, this is foreign to me. Like I'm not used to hearing people speak this. Russian is on the list. Difficult. Hindi. Fuck.
Fuck.
We should do a challenge. Hold on. Let's finish the list and then we'll do the challenge. Hindi. Keep going. Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Thai. Oof. Keep going. Korean. Japanese.
Where no white people.
Mandarin Chinese.
Oh,
Arabic.
I guess the whole front is white.
Okay. So if this is really the correct order, then the easiest of the hard languages to learn is Arabic. So why don't we try to have, we'll study Arabic for 3 months and try to have a Arabic conversation.
How do you, what, how do we even study Arabic?
We get on the apps and we start doing it on
okay.
there.
Okay. So we'll see if we can do one. Well, here's what I think.
Yeah.
We should pick, so say we were going to start like, maybe we're going to start like a thing together, right? Like,
inshallah. Go ahead.
Oh.
Yep, that's Arabic.
Wait, Nadav, can you speak Arabic?
I know a couple curse words.
Oh, for real?
Like?
Kosemek.
Yeah. Which is?
Your mom's pussy.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
What we should do is we should find out who's got the most amount of people, learn their language, and then translate and do brand deals. Brand deals for like cologne.
Well, I can tell you you can turn the polls off because I believe China has the most people. So if you want to,
if you want to do people, but you got to be white. You know they didn't even let the Little Mermaid in because she was black.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Google that. They don't let black people in their movies.
How come?
They go, we don't like them.
Wait, they don't let black people in what movies?
In their movies.
In the Chinese movies. I did not know. This is real?
Like if you have a black person on the cover of your thing, they're like, nah, no. It's crazy because like LeBron's a big supporter of China.
Yeah.
You know, the racist response online.
Maybe the Chinese are still not used to a film full of black people.
Upcoming, unpacking the booming racist video industry in China.
Why is Black Adam banned in China? Okay.
Yeah, because they do not like.
Pierce Brosnan. Oh, he probably, if you say anything about, if you have a.
Fuck, there goes the machine in China.
Really?
Yes. I just fucked that up.
How come?
Well, I just talk shit about China.
Yeah, they don't like that.
They do not like that.
Was the thing you said before, though?
I don't know.
The thing you were about to Google.
That no black people are in Chinese.
The black type in Little Mermaid China.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
someone said
is opening weekend in China with disappointment, confirming previous estimates.
Yeah, this is the biggest movie in the world, and it didn't do well in China because they're like, ah.
So Little Mermaid's black.
Yeah.
How much? Okay, what is it? What's the drop down there? How much did it make? Oof.
I made more than Little Mermaid in China.
Really?
By a lot.
What'd you make in China?
I don't see how much the machine made in China. We didn't open in China. We didn't open in China. We only opened in English speaking languages.
Oh.
Countries. I did way better
in China. So they just didn't go there. They just don't want to see it.
Bro, let's do this, Tom. Let's do this. You ready? Let's do a movie where me and you
learn Arabic.
No. Oh. It's me and you with a bunch of Chinese people who are all the heroes. Right?
Oh, to just.
So we get badass Chinese people in it.
Yeah.
And like, we're the American fools, fat American fools. And then they're the cool Chinese people who do everything really cool. And then it'll work here because it's American people. And then it's going to work really big there because it's Chinese people winning.
Yeah. I like the idea of us doing a film that caters to the Chinese audience.
Yeah. I think we need to cater to the biggest foreign markets, Chinese, and we need to make an international movie with a Farsi dude.
Are you down to try to learn Arabic though?
Fuck yeah, I'll learn Arabic.
Yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'll learn Arabic.
What
are some popular Arabic phrases? More hummus, please. Oh, no, thank you. I don't want to be beheaded.
Okay. There you go. Shukran, thank you.
Where is Arabic? Who speaks Arabic? It's not people that behead you?
Well, I mean, it's happened there, sure. Saudi Arabia?
They speak Arabic?
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, let's learn Arabic. Water. Man.
Egypt?
Ha. Habibibi. Habibi.
Jordan.
Jordan. Morocco.
For real? All those people speak Arabic?
Sure.
And then Iraq just goes Farsi for no reason at all.
Well, Iran, they speak Farsi.
And so
then there's Arabic spoken in parts of Iraq for sure. Yeah, Arabic and Kurdish.
Is Iraqi an Arabic language?
Where's the list of countries where it's spoken?
I think we need to reverse engineer this and find out what countries have the hottest chicks.
Here you go. This is the full list where you can speak Arabic, dude.
Oh, that's it. Tunisia.
Yeah.
United Arab Emirates. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Somali, Sudan, Syria, Libya, all the places that do not like what me and you look like.
Yeah.
Like if we went on vacation there and like in our outfits.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
The second you started
bang
with
out
Arabic,
with some Arabic,
it'd be like, oh shit. What's they up, fucking fellas? Hate that they think you would not make that effort.
Hey, fellas, I'm looking to buy a monkey.
There you go.
Like, they're like, we have plenty of monkeys.
Okay, go English to Arabic translation.
What's up, fellas? I'm looking to buy a monkey. Also.
All right, type in, hi, fellas. Hi, guys. Just type in, hi, guys. Comma. I'm looking to buy a monkey. And then hit the sound there.
مرحباً يا رفاقة. أنا أتطلع لشراء قردا.
I feel like I don't know what to order. I feel like it's all good here, but I don't know what to order.
مرحباً يا رفاقة.
All right, let's just short it up to, I want monkey.
There you go.
Here we go.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
أريد قردا.
أريد قردا.
Iridu kordan.
I want monkey. Type in, I want pussy.
There you go.
Uridu kasan.
Iri is I want.
Uridu kasan.
Iridu kasan. I want monkey. I want monkey. I want monkey pussy.
أريد
كسر القردي.
These are going to be clipped out in Yemen,
yeah.
And they'll be like, "These guys want monkey pussy."
Nadav, type this in, everybody. Go ahead.
لماذا يسيطر اليهود على الطقس?
Why do Jews control the weather?
This is too good.
This is the first time there's a bunch of Arab people going, "Huh, yeah."
Oh, fuck. That's great.
Yeah.
Why do Jews control the weather?
It is a thing, right?
Why do Jews control the weather?
They have, I'll tell you, they've been really nice here. They have not turned the heat up yet.
Really?
Yeah. So far, they must be happy because it's been pretty nice here in Austin.
What did I just got into a really anti-Semitic conversation with someone the other day with a bunch of Jewish people. And we were trying to break something down.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting conversation.
Really?
I love when you get into those conversations.
Talking about the hot button topics.
Yeah, like when I love those conversations. They're so much fun. But then you got to make sure everyone's represented. And one of the people didn't look Jewish.
Yeah.
And I kept up saying, he's Jewish.
He didn't look like Nadav.
He did not. Well, Nadav doesn't look Jewish.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you do when you say it like that. I forget. You look like an Irish guy who can dance.
Paddy O'Callaghan. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what happened in this conversation?
I forget. I can't remember. I was high. I was partying pretty hard Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the day after the premiere?
Day after the premiere.
2 days after. Sorry.
2 days after. I was partying pretty fucking hard. And I partied in the Sunday. I was working too.
Are you going to take it easy the rest of today?
Today I'm going to go. I got to go to movie theaters right now. And say hi to people buying tickets, and then I'm going to take NyQuil, and I'm going to sleep like a motherfucker.
You should get some rest, dude.
I'm not as sick as I thought I'd be.
Really?
Leanne got in my fucking head. I had an allergy attack yesterday, and she was like, "How you're getting sick?" And I was like, "I'm not getting sick." And then I went to bed that night, and I was like, "I'm fucking cunt. I'm getting sick." Yeah, she brought it up.
Her fault.
She made this happen.
Why'd you do that?
And so I feel better today than I thought I was going to feel. Didn't drink on the plane this morning. Slept on the plane. Never happens. Never happens. And then listen to Drink Champs with Trick Daddy again. Again. Do you know what boot is?
Boot?
Boot.
What?
It's a blunt with cocaine in it.
Have you done that?
Type in a blunt. I have, actually. Blunt, joint with cocaine.
Trick Daddy is the president of the Eat a Booty Gang. Did he talk about that?
It made me think about squirting.
Oh.
Because he started talking about squirting, common drug slang.
Okay. When was the last time you smoked a boot?
It's been a fucking while.
Is he into those?
No, he is so funny. I saw an interview with him one time, and they were like, and they said, see if you can find it on there.
Dude, I bet there would be nothing better than if you were going down to Miami and be like, hey, I'm just looking to like have a good time this weekend. And Trick Daddy was like, come with me. Like from the food you'd eat at his, like if he cooked out his house to like the places he would take you to party. So that would be.
Here's the thing you got to know about Trick Daddy. That's his town.
305.
Like
man.
He put on Rick Ross. He put on everyone. That's his town.
Banano. That's what it says there.
Oh, maybe I thought he called it boot. And so he was doing it. I could be wrong, but I think he has like lupus or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, how's your lupus going? How's the medication? He goes, I didn't like the medication. I've just been doing boot. And they're like, what? And he's like, you know, cocaine laced with, with a cigarette laced with cocaine. And they're like, and he's just better than the medication. It makes me feel better. And they're like, okay. And then on this interview, What did he say?
That's fucking crazy. Back in 2000, he revealed he was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease, which can create dry, patchy skin as well as other visible skin problems. I went to the doctor, took all types of tests, he said. All right.
And then
lupus can really affect people's energy. A lot of them, I think
it's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
And so he said he was doing boot. And then on this episode of Drink Champs, he's like, yeah, I stopped doing boot. Like he's like, I think I'm taking the medication now. But yeah, Trick Daddy would be a fun dude to fucking eat.
Oh my God.
Like if you, that would be a cool vacation if you could go like spend the morning with Trick Daddy.
I want to say I saw a video of him cooking something. It might have been like wings or something. And they were like, he was like, these are, and you watch the video, you're like, this motherfucker can cook.
I bet Trick Daddy makes the best.
But dude, Trick Daddy wings. Or just cooking. Yeah. Just cooking. I feel like, well, that's him.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, I've seen that.
Jerk chicken pasta. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much about Trick Daddy that I love.
Well, the jerk chicken in Miami is like second to none. You got all those Caribbean people there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was talking about, I mean, he's the funniest motherfucker.
Yeah.
But then you like, we were talking about that earlier. I wonder if Trick Daddy would find us funny. He's probably our age. At least my age.
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
I bet he likes to drink.
For sure.
He has to like to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when the pasta starts coming out. Pull it here.
Yeah, this is good stuff. This is all I want. A weekend in Miami where Trick Daddy cooks, but then you have to go out after that. Go to his spots.
Hey, how about this? Let's pitch it to Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy, can we shoot a video with you when your next album comes out? We'll promote it on Two Bears, One Cave. But we want to come down.
To Miami.
And
eat with you.
We want to spend the whole day with you.
Yeah. And then go out.
Yeah, we'll show up at your house at like whatever's comfortable, like 10 a.m.
You tell us.
Uh-huh. And then we'll shoot video. You cook us lunch. And then we'll go out partying that night. And we'll promote the album.
Done.
Yeah, that's a great little fucking...
Eat a booty gang.
What does he say? No doo-doo and no pee-pee.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if he won't eat your booty, we will.
Who would be your favorite rapper to party with one night? Like one night, DMX was the fucking man.
Oh, yeah.
DMX was the fucking man. Method Man, I think, is sober.
Is he sober?
Yeah, there's a great video of him running into the...
He's fucking jacked.
I know.
Now. Him and Redman.
Yeah.
Because Redman, like, that's... I really wanted to just smoke once with those guys.
Fucking dude.
Get blackout.
I don't think they smoke anymore.
Really?
I don't think they smoke anymore.
Well, they are in crazy. They're 50 or 52 or something, and they're like...
They're Method in crazy like, fucking shape right now.
Yeah, they really are. They're both jacked right now.
There's a great video of him running into the Beastie Boys and being like how much he loved the Beastie Boys. And I think everyone...
Method Man?
Method Man, yeah. Method Man would be a great guy to. Method Man would be a good guy to go on a double date with your wife with.
Yeah,
because he really loves his wife.
He's taking acting really seriously now too.
Like, is he really? He was a great actor. Rolls Dolo from state to state.
He's really, really acting in a bunch of stuff now.
I'll tell you who would be fun to party with.
And Redman is skydiving. He's a certified. He's skydiving now. Yeah.
I'll tell you who would be fun to party with.
Who?
Puffy.
Well, that would be like, you know, what's it called? Like, I can't think of the turn of the century.
What if we did? What if we
Great
did?
Great Gatsby shit. Like, he's a legit billionaire, and he throws, like, the parties you remember for the rest of your life. You know, he throws million-dollar parties.
Puff Daddy would be a blast to party with. What if we did this as a web series? Bert and Tom party with their favorite people.
Okay.
And the series is...
Puff would be fun.
Okay, the whole season, first season. 10 people you'd love to party with. Okay, I'm going to put... And it's everyone. Puff Daddy would be an amazing one. Gronk would be fun.
Yeah, that's another party one.
Gronk would be fun.
Yeah.
Trick Daddy would be great, but I want to go to Rolex, the strip club down in Miami.
Oh my God, I thought you meant let's go to like Geneva.
No.
Okay.
Trick Daddy, Puffy, Method Man, put down Mel Gibson. Definitely want to party with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Definitely want to party with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Because this isn't, I want you to think it's not one single brand. We're covering all the fucking.
All the partiers.
Who else would be really fun? Like, get us a hockey guy or something.
We also need a couple. We need some athletes too. Like, who is John Daly?
John Daly would be a great one.
Jordan would be a dream, but I just, he would
Michael
do it.
Jordan would be he fun. Would, he'd be, no, he I bet it. We could. I got to connect.
Really?
Yeah.
That he would say yes?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Smoking cigars, drinking. The guy starts, Jordan likes to party.
No, I know that.
The problem. We're going to get fucked up because you know his partying ends at the casino and he doesn't fucking gamble for nothing.
No. He's like, here's 250 grand a hand kind
of
shit.
Yeah, I can't be a part of that because there's no benefit
look at
for that.
Patty rubbing his fucking paws together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Conor McGregor.
Conor.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I party with
Izzy.
Izzy?
Yeah, I would
Izzy's,
love to.
Izzy's a fucking.
Yeah.
Izzy's a party.
You're lucky. You got them after the fight. Yeah. I got them at camp. Leading up to the fight.
Oh, no, I got them after the victory.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know how our night ended, right?
Yeah.
Nate Diaz would be fun as fuck.
Fuck yes.
Nate Diaz. And by the way, Nate, I was joking about me and Tom jumping you. But Nate and Nick, if you see us out, watch the fuck out.
Dude.
I'm joking. Everyone knows I'm a comedian.
Oh, what about Mike Tyson?
Put Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Who else?
Do any chicks party?
No, it's Paris Hilton.
What?
I party with Paris Hilton.
Really?
I would. Fuck yeah, I would.
Okay.
She parties.
Really?
Yeah.
I
mean, do we want to go out with Paris Hilton?
I thought it was such a strange suggestion, but.
Okay, take her off the list.
All right.
Okay, give us a chick then.
I'm trying to think of one,
Kate too. Beckinsale? She looks like she parties. Who's a fucking chick that gets
Oh,
down?
Yeah, Madonna, for sure.
Madonna. Put Madonna on the list. Put Madonna on the list. How many you got right there?
That's a plenty. It's a full season.
It's a full season.
Yeah.
And then give me one, like, lunatic woman.
A lunatic woman?
Like, a real lunatic woman. Like, someone where you're like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Or you just get her to say wild shit. That's the whole thing, is it's fun when they say wild shit.
Sure. Yeah, she'd be a good one. Yeah. She would definitely say some shit. You're like, oh, we're going to lose all our ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sarah Palin would be fucking fun. I don't think she parties.
Yeah.
But it'd be fun to go stay at her house for the night. Watch her clean a moose or something.
Yeah, it'd be kind of
process
cool.
A moose.
Sure.
All right. Sarah Palin would be fun.
All right, let's work on this list and we'll get
Okay, can you just get us one of these so we can get a pilot?
Yeah.
Get us one of these.
Scroll up again. Dude, I'm telling you, I still think the fucking one of the most fun things would be those first five are just ridiculous.
And Mel Gibson.
Oh, man.
What if we could get all of them to party together?
Mel to take us home?
How? Okay, well, okay. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, we fly each of them into one place. Like, we get like a penthouse in Vegas, right?
Right.
And so what is the order you want them to come in? Okay, so wait. So ready? So this is, we fly in. The first person we get into the room is going to have to be Trick Daddy. Here's my thought.
Okay.
Trick Daddy, we have him come in first, and we're like, dude, we're huge fans. We talk to him for like 10 minutes and really loosen him up. We're going to have a good time. We got a night plan in Vegas. It's gonna go all night long, and then we have a surprise at the end of the night. I'm going to introduce who else is coming in, and then it's Method Man and Red Man. Now, the three of them are like, oh, this is going to be a fucking blast. Oh, hell yeah. What are these two white guys coming in? And then Mel Gibson comes in, and they're like, oh, wow, who's this guy? And you're like, do you remember the sweet tits comment? And they're like, yeah. And you go, that's Mel Gibson. And then Mel Gibson's like, he pulls us aside, and he's like, what the fuck is this? And then Puffy comes in. Right?
Well, then it just goes to other levels.
And then Gronk comes in.
To take us
and
home.
Takes it home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we party in Vegas all fucking night.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Oh, that's a good idea, man. It's a fun time.
Hey, if there's a streamer that wants to help us make it, we'll make it.
We
can just make it on our own.
Yeah.
All right, I got to call our boss back.
All right.
All right, I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.